This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
She is so good. You see, she pivoted. Noelle's the best. She is the absolute best. And Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. On this Friday morning, the day after, it's Black Friday, Friday the 29th of November. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning, happy Thanksgiving weekend to you folks in Dallas.
In Dallas.
Georgia.
You know.
Dallas, Georgia. And fans of the Steakhouse, because we are now officially in for Steak and Sandra.
Shout out to the folks out in Paulding County.
Yeah, what's going on in Paulding County? Yeah,
you said Dallas, Georgia.
Well, that's true.
That's the way it is.
Okay, shout out to Chief Brandon there.
Very much.
Who's out there working on plumbing today on his day off.
Yikes.
Yeah, exactly. All right, the reason I was saying that about Noel is because we weren't sure if we were going to be able to get to this guy, and just minutes ago, we did. And Noelle was up to her eyeballs in work she already had to do, but she stopped that, pivoted, and found Jason's intro music. As we welcome Jason Longshore in, voice of Atlanta United, along with our own Mike Conti. And we had been talking about this as we were getting ready for this week of shows, feeling in for the morning shift. At some point, were we going to be able to get to Jason and kind of give us a unfortunate Atlanta United recap? And weren't sure if we're going to get him, but we got him. So, Jason, first of all, thank you for getting up and joining us. And hopefully you've had a wonderful Thanksgiving so far. Weekend, I guess. Do we not have Jason? Okay, we're working on I took that question up perfectly for him. He's on the line. We're just working a little technical glitch there.
Okay.
Just tell him to just scream at us when he hears us, because he is family. But I know that there were some things that you were curious about with this team.
Well, obviously, you know, a lot of people were wondering if Rob Valentino was going to be, you know, retained and given the chance for the full time, have the interim removed. And we know now that that will not happen. And just want to get his thoughts, you know, on that. Obviously, we understand that they're going to exercise the right, I think, for Brad Kazan to remain with the team for another season. And so that's what we wanted to talk with him about. And, you know, he's there now?
Yeah.
Hey, Jason Longshore.
What's up?
Hey, there he is. You are. You're not at the mall.
I just magically appear sometimes.
You're not at the mall, are you?
No. Oh, man. And those days are long gone, thankfully.
You know, Sam's got some specific questions for you, but I just want to know overall, there was the way the season ended for them was sort of mixed emotions, and you know, some unexpected wins and the way it played out. And just if you had to recap the ending of this season, before we get into it in total, but were you surprised how it ended? Were you, did you expect it? You know, what were your feelings the way they handled Miami and went on?
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes and no. I was surprised. No, in the sense that I thought this was a better team than their record for the majority of the season. I think if you dig into, you know, advanced stats, it's hard to quantify luck, but there were a lot of times where it felt like, man, this team's playing better than the amount of wins that they have and the amount of points that they have in the standings. And at some point, you expect that to revert to the mean. And it just didn't really until the very, very end. I also think when you really go back into it and you look at how the team was after Rob Valentino took over and the schedule combined with that, you know, he had maybe one or two practice sessions for about a month, like after he took over and got into games because of the way the schedule played out. And you had games every 3-4 days and a ton of travel on top of that. So you didn't really have any time to make the team yours. And then you have that extended break after Leagues Cup. And I thought he had good success. When you look at the team after Leagues Cup in general, it was pretty good. It was especially pretty good on the road, but it just wasn't quite there. You know, you were missing a number nine all season. I think Jamal Tiare and Daniel Rios gave you a lot for guys that were supposed to be the number two and number three strikers in this team, but they were the number two and the number three strikers in the way that the team was built, and you weren't able to replace that. I think it showed in the final game against Orlando. You did a lot to get to that point, and it just, you weren't sure going into decision day if it was going to click. It did. And the run from decision day until the last whistle of the season is as much fun as I've had being around this team. It was contagious in terms of this team feeling like they could go on a miracle run and win the whole thing. And they were playing like they could. Just the way everything came together, the vibe, all of it. It was a time that I'll never forget when I look back at Atlanta United's history and all of that. It was just a magical run, and it's a shame that it ended when it did.
Jeez. No, it is. Yeah. It was Orlando beating Jordan when he came back.
How about
the magic,
that? Yeah,
right?
Yep. Spend the time on the waitforit.com hotline on this Friday morning, this holiday Friday morning, Thanksgiving, with Jason Longshore. And he is social. You can always find him at Longshoe, at Longshoe. Two decisions that came out, of course. A lot of roster moves, you know, have been made ahead of 2025. But we talk about Rob Valentino, and we ask the question almost every time we talk to you, do you think he's done enough to earn the job? Do you think he's done enough to earn the job? And we found out that's not the case. And Brad Kazan, what about him? And it seems like he will be returning to the team next season. Talk about those two decisions, first of all, and then any that you see that are big coming up on the horizon for next year.
Yeah, we'll start with Rob. The reason why the team went on the run that they did was because of him and because of, I think, his personality. He always downplayed what he did tactically, which that's just who Rob is. He's not going to take the credit for those sorts of things. Should have been given to him more. I mean, I shouted it out from the rooftops every chance I got. What he was able to do to make the pieces that he had to work with, which wasn't the strongest roster by the time you got to the end, especially with the Brooks Lennon injury in the playoffs and missing two designated players that you're going to fill for next year. I thought he did a really good job tactically, but he did an even better job man management wise. I think motivating players, getting them to believe in themselves, getting the team to trust one another, All those things that are really hard to quantify in a coach's job, I thought he just absolutely nailed it. He doesn't have a lot of experience, and ultimately I'm assuming that's what it comes down to in terms of the club making the decision about giving him the full-time job. And then he's at the point in his career where he's got to go get that experience. So if that's not going to be here, coming back as an assist and as an assistant doesn't really make sense. I think he's ready to be a head coach. So I hate to see it the way that it went, especially coming onto the back of that run that was so much fun and just so inspiring. But that's where the club is right now. So the hire for manager is, look, the bar is pretty high because of what Rob Valentino did at the end of the season. Brad Gazan, no surprise. This is a guy who just defies age at this point. It's crazy to think back that 2022, he had a full Achilles rupture, missed the majority of the season at 38, and you're wondering, man, is he going to be able to come back and continue to play and help this team? And he was as good this year as he's been any other year in his career. So you have to bring him back. You do have a player to keep in mind, and you'll probably see him a lot with Atlanta United too again next year, and Jaden Hibbert, young up-and-coming goalkeeper, really his first year playing consistently in 2024. I love the potential that Hibbert has, but he needs games. So you need somebody like Brad Gazan around to help Jaden Hibbert become what he can be, which I think is a future number one goalkeeper at this level. The other roster decisions, no major surprises. The one that I'll be watching is Ronald Hernandez, and it's one down to the quality that Hernandez brings in the locker room and brings in terms of his versatility in the team, being able to play as a fullback, play as a center back, always one of your best players in training every day. But also with Brooks Lennon's injury, dislocated shoulder, had to have surgery, he's going to be out for months going into 2025, you know, and then you don't know where his fitness is going to be when he's fully cleared. So you need cover there. You can go get somebody, but I think getting Ronald Hernandez back on a salary cap friendly number is key for this team, especially with Lennon's injury, and they're negotiating. So hopefully that's a move that can get done.
That is Jason Longshore joining Sam and Greg as we sit in here for the Steakhouse on this Black Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Jason, of course, one of the voices of Atlanta United here, and kind of getting a recap on the season, and you touched on it a little bit. My question is there any sort of benefit to the late run that Atlanta United had, maybe as far as free agency or things like that? What will they take from that run, if anything?
I think it's just a reminder of what Atlanta United is. And, you know, there were a lot of comments during the, especially going into the playoff game at home against Miami and coming out of it about, you know, oh, it's like the old days. Oh, it's like 2018. I can go back and pull up videos for you of opening day in 2023 and opening day in 2024 and opening day pretty much every year and how big that has been. It's not like this has been a fan base and a club that has been quiet for 6 years. It's a club that is, and a fan base that I think is just yearning for trophies. And that's good. That's a good thing. That's a good place to be. And you see that excitement at the beginning of seasons. You haven't seen it at the end enough lately. And I think what you got out of this run is what this can be in that scenario. When it's at the end, when games truly, truly matter, when seasons are on the line, what Atlanta soccer can be. And if you're a free agent, if you're a player in Europe or South America, and you're thinking about coming to Atlanta United, and you see that reaction to Sean De Silva's winning goal in game two against Miami, and you see all of the coverage that this team gets, it's a no-brainer. It's a place you want to be. So I think that's where it's really going to help, as well as just ratcheting up the excitement for 2025. You know, opening day 2025 is going to be an even bigger deal because of what happened at the end of 2024.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, Jason. It made everybody, the community, and the believe again. And man, that's what I really felt like it made happen. We saw that when the 70,000 showed up for the one game with Miami. This club, what they did in the last month, made us believe again.
We're up against it, though, so we're just a quick comment from you, Jason, because this ain't our steakhouse, so we got to be on time. But go ahead, man.
No, I'm with you. It's been a really important run in terms of reestablishing maybe Atlanta's presence in MLS, in soccer, in the United States, all of those things. So 2025 starts in a better place than 2024 did because of that playoff game, because of this playoff run.
All right. I think he's got more on his chest he needs to get out, so he's going to have to join us on Sunday. All right, so we're going to have you back here, Jason. But listen, we thank you for making this adjustment to your morning and pivoting and coming on with us. But as always, man, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and thank you for adding to the show.
Anytime. Y'all know I got your backs.
All right. There you go. That's Jason Long. Actually, and he's the fifth Beatle. Because
absolutely.
When you and I are out, he comes in here and he sits in for the show here. So I want to thank Jason for that.